Pope Benedict today addressed a group of participants attending a conference dedicated to Catholic radio, saying their work was at the service of the Word of God. Lydia O'Kane reports.
Speaking to the participants from the international conference dedicated to Catholic radio, sponsored by the Pontifical Council for Social Communications, Pope Benedict used his own communication skills to great effect, addressing those present in four languages. The Holy Father began by stressing the important work the participants were doing in using radio as a tool to broadcast the Word of God.
Dear friends, as you work in Catholic radio stations, you are at the service of the Word. The words that you broadcast each day are an echo of that eternal Word, which become flesh. Your own words will bear fruit only to the extent that they serve the eternal Word, Jesus Christ. In God's saving plan and providence, that Word lived among us, or as St. John says, pitched his tent among us in humility. The Incarnation took place in a distant village, far away from the noise and peril cities of antiquity.
The Pope went on to say that even in a world with increasingly modern technologies, the power of the Word remains constant.
Today, even so you make use of modern communication technologies, the words which you broadcast are so humble, and sometimes it may seem to you that they are completely lost amid the competition of also noisy and more powerful mass media. But do not be disheartened. You are sowing the Word in season and out of season, and thus fulfilling Jesus' command that the gospel be preached to all nations.
Pope Benedict then turned to the radio listener, saying that for them, this medium is both a comfort and an education.
The words which you transmit reach countless people, some of whom are alone, and for whom your word comes as a consoling gift. Some of whom are curious and are intrigued by what they hear. Some of whom never attend church because they belong to different religions or to no religion at all. And also still who have never heard the name of Jesus Christ, yet through your service first come to hear the words of salvation.
In conclusion, the Holy Father said that this work of patient sowing, carried on day after day, hour after hour, was the participants' way of cooperating in the apostolic mission. I'm Lydia O'Kane.